Can you speak about the balance between implementing an antidote to a hindrance and practicing patience? I'm having a lot of aversion, and as I try to use both of these practices, I'm finding myself full of doubt and confusion. There's just one more hindrance to the list. It's multiple hindrance attack. I think in the end, you just have to go with what actually works and what is helpful, what helps to create a sense of space around a particular hindrance, because it doesn't really matter what it is. In order for it to dissipate, it has to be seen clearly, and then by being able to see that clearly, then you have to experiment. You know, so much of the practice is being willing to experiment, willing to try something out, willing to kind of get your hands dirty in the practice, rather than, you know, kind of stepping back and hoping it's all going to go away. So that if you try a particular antidote and say, oh wow, that's not really working, and say, oh well, because there's so many different tools and techniques that the Buddha gave, that we have that opportunity for experimenting and trying and see, well, what actually works for ourselves. And then that aspect of patience is kind of a perspective or a stance that one can rely on in order to not be swept up in the immediate emotion of the particular hindrance. That saying, that being able to just be present with the hindrance. Because one of the things with, say, the function of patience as well is not so much just patiently waiting for it to go away, but being present so that one can really see it more clearly and then see how that particular suffering or discontent or dissatisfaction is actually arising. When it's seen more clearly, then you've got the opportunity to getting a handle on that and intuiting what does one want to experiment with and try, what one think is actually going to work.